On average, there are more than 5,000 deaths that occur each year in Vermont, and every death certificate is processed through the office of the chief medical examiner for the state, a man we went to visit named Dr. Steve Shapiro.
I'm not sure why you're here.
That's quite a greeting, but we were here at the University of Vermont Medical Center to speak with Dr. Shapiro about the stark challenges inherent in the job that he's held since 2006. Dr. Shapiro greeted us casually in his socks, wearing his medical scrubs as well. He's in his early 50s with a mop of gray hair and an energetic, candid manner that's not unfriendly, but does come with a skeptical view of folks like me.
I'm not sure what good is going to come out of this kind of stuff, because I hear from the families, and when they see things printed or on the media, and now everybody's got the social media and the comments that come up, these are profoundly hurtful things for people.
Why then would someone want to work in a profession that deals with death on a daily basis?
You know, you follow your interests. I ended up in the morgue. What can I tell you? What we do here helps people every day. Sometimes it's not as obvious as others, but we do.
Offering that help is not easy. And if he's reluctant to talk about the work, it's because death examination is not your typical 9-to-5 job.
We deal with people's worst nightmares on a regular basis. People's universes are collapsing, the most stressful time probably in their lives. The only people who really know what we do are the people who do it or the unfortunates who have to be involved with our system.
Involved in the system is a staff of some 50 investigators who get called to locations all around Vermont at all hours of the day and night, analyzing various causes of death, some of them quite violent. Dr. Shapiro often refers to these investigators as his people because he's well aware of the stresses they're under.
A lot of my folks are called from home, sitting at home in the middle of the night. You get this thing, you go to these horrendous scenes, and you go home and you're alone. You know, processing this stuff is hard. And, you know, sometimes we forget about, you know, that emotional component of this stuff. And you can't. It's real, and you never know which cases are going to set you off. We all have our little things that bother us.
Do you talk to your staff about times when they may be feeling like, I've had a really bad week, this has been a rough time, I've seen too much in a way?
You hit on a key thing. I have no idea what sets things off for, you know, I know what sets things off for me, but, you know, I don't think you'd be human if these things didn't affect you. And as I said, some of these stories and some of the cases will, you know, trigger something in each of us, and it might not be the same.
You mentioned before, you said, I know what sets me off.
These
you
days,
didn't say what that was. What sets you off?
These days, it's the stench of loneliness.
Can you elaborate on that a little bit?
Well, I live by myself. People die alone, and sometimes it takes weeks for people to find them. I think that's really sad. So, yeah, those things set me off these days.
But Dr. Shapiro is also quick to point out that there are others in the medical profession who have to deal with emotional challenges a forensic pathologist does not. He can't imagine, for example, being a pediatric oncologist treating a child suffering with cancer. But I ask him, doesn't that doctor sometimes get to see his patient recover from an illness, where by contrast, a medical examiner will never see a patient get better?
You know, Dr. Shapiro has never lost a patient. I've misplaced a few, but we've always found them. But, you know, the satisfaction of this job is helping the living folks. I mean, we do work on the dead, but the living, you know, helping a family understand why their mother died is, you know, is profound. For my investigators out there, you know, helping clean up a scene so the family doesn't have to come home and see this stuff. These are the little things that, you know, nobody thinks of. A calm voice who's going to tell you what the process is huge for some people.
And in many ways, every Vermonter has Steve Shapiro as their doctor.
I consider the state of Vermont my patient. I monitor how it's doing by keeping track of what's killing its citizens.
And that's a job Dr. Steve Shapiro does very much for the living as well as the dead. For VPR News, I'm Mitch Wertlieb.